You know what wouldn't be involved in this story, Brother Bruce?
Yeah.
Is all those riches that he had.
Nope.
Because it's already been, I believe Jeff made mention.
Bless him, Lord.
All that's going to fade away.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
All the money that we can make in this world is going to fade away. Never been to a funeral today where anybody took anything with them. You know what they took with them, Jim? The salvation that they got in their soul. That's all that's going. Even this thing you're looking at, he's not going.
Amen.
Amen.
I hear them all the time. They talk about, Paul said it, I believe Paul said it best. You know, all that we can do for this body is going to profit us very little today. We can be in the best health in the world. I know people that can run 10 miles, 20 miles, 30 miles. But you know what? They died just in the next few days. I'm going to tell you today, life is uncertain.
Amen.
But death is real today.
Bless him, Lord.
You say we're all preachers, that's all y'all talk about. I want you to understand that if you die without the Lord, hell will be your home.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
You say we don't want to hear that. You know what a lot of folks want to hear? It's somebody that tells them what they want to hear. That's not my job. He didn't call me to do that.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
Just tell them the truth.
Bless him, Lord.
I guess if we had a scripture this morning that we was going to read, and I'm not going to take over, Jeff. I just want you to know today. I read over there where it said, when you invite them to this great wedding, don't invite your friends and don't invite your brethren. He said, but invite the ones that are lame, the ones that are blind, to come to the supper. That's who he's looking for this morning. He's not looking for the wealthy today. He's not looking for the fine automobile that you drove to church today. He's looking for your soul today. That's all he's concerned about today. He's not concerned about how much money I got over at the bank. He's worried about, is my heart right with God? That's what it's going to take today. Is your heart right with God? That's what it's going to be today. I read a story over there about where David said, are they one over there that we can do good for? I'm glad this morning that we get to eat from the king's table today. I don't have to. I'm sitting there thinking, when we was little, Brother Bruce, we had to go and sit at the kid's table. You know why? Because we couldn't sit with the grown-ups. But you know, I'm glad one Sunday morning the Lord saved our soul. We get to pull up at the king's table now. I don't have to eat the crumbs. I know the beggar over there. I know old Lazarus, he was content with eating that. But I'm glad today I can eat right with the king today. I don't have to eat over there with the servants today. I'm glad. I'm glad this morning we got to eat from the king's table today. You say, I didn't get to eat. You can today. You can eat from the king's table. Are you tired? I thought even about the one over there, the prodigal son. He got tired of eating out of the hog's pen. Are you tired of that today? Are you tired of just getting by today? You don't have to. You can be saved. But he said he bid them to come. But you read on down past that. Brother Jeff, they had a lot of excuses. The church should be full today. They should be. But you know what, Brother Jeff? They got other places to go. I'm going to tell you today, the church should be the best place that you could ever go to. I've been to a lot of places, I'll be honest with you. that gave this man right here a lot of enjoyment. But you know what I get at the end of the month? I get that bill. This right here didn't cost me nothing. You say, well, it cost you your time. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, it's something that money can't buy. The world's looking for that. I thought about the one in the Bible over there. He said, what must I do to get this stuff that y'all got? Where can I purchase it? It's not for sale today. It's not for sale. Are there a void in your life today that you don't understand? You know what that void is? It's not Christ in your life. You don't have Christ in your life. That's a void that you can't get. I know people, they travel all over the world and got millions and millions of dollars. Most miserable people that you ever meet. You know why? Because they don't have the Lord in their life. I'm glad tonight that I can, or this morning, I can lay down at night and sleep and be content. I believe Paul said it best. If I had hope in this world, I would be of all men most miserable. I believe that's why they're miserable today. They're miserable because they don't have that today. What if you lost everything that you had? What do you still have? Do you still have hope? I'm going to tell you, that's what's going to get us to glory one day after a while. Not that my mama or daddy or anything, as Jeff's already said. Jeff, I believe your daddy's probably one of the best people I've ever met. But that's not good enough. That's not good enough. I got a father-in-law that pastors and preaches. But that's not good enough. Salvation is an individual thing today. It's a one-on-one, as we read in Sunday school this morning. He came to Nicodemus. Or Nicodemus came to him, and it was one-on-one. That's what it is today. Under the law, when one sinned, they killed their whole family. I'm glad I'm not dying for somebody else today. I'm glad that I can go to him. I don't care today if the whole world turns against him. I can still go to him. The Bible said that he left the 99 to come look for the one. I'm glad I'm the one today. I like what they said this morning. Whosoever will, let them come. That's the message today. That's still the message. John preached that message. Jesus come preaching that message. And I believe in the year 2022, that's the same message, Jeff. It's not no different. Come. Come and repent while you have time and while you have an opportunity. I believe that door is about ready to close. You say, well, look, preacher, the world's in a bad shape. It is in a bad shape. But our light should be shining more brighter now than it's ever shined to a lost and dying world. But I appreciate that, Jeff. Almost. I believe, O King Agrippa, I believe he wanted something. But you know, if he would have accepted the Lord, what would have happened? He would have lost his authority. He would have lost his power with the people. So you know what he said? At a more convenient time. Come back and ask me at a more convenient... Do you have a convenient time this morning? As Brother Bruce said, when the Lord's dealing with you, that's the time. He's woke me up and told me to go do things, and I say, Lord, I'm tired. You know, I got to do other things. I got other things I need to do. You know, I went to sleep at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and woke up as if I slept all night. And I went to bed at 8 o'clock on my own accord and felt like I hadn't even slept. You're not going to outdo him this morning. You say, well, we heard one in the Bible that said, look at all the things I've done. He said, you lacketh one thing. Sell all that you got. and follow me. Are you willing to do that this morning? Are you willing to give up everything? I heard a preacher one time, a man asked him, said, I'd give the world if I had what you did. You know what he told him? He said, you'll have to do that to get what I got. You'll have to give the world up. We can't have the world and the Lord today. We're going to have one or the other. Almost, but still lost. I'm like Jeff. I wish I could persuade you this morning. I wish I could come and get you and tell you, but I can't. I thought about it. Jeff was talking about, you know, I went to River Bend Baptist Church all my life. You know why I went, Jeff? Because Mama told me to go. Mama got me up to go to church. And I listened to Brother Gene Ratcliffe Sunday morning, Sunday night, year after year, I heard him. But that one Sunday morning, I don't even know what he said. All I know is it was different. And you know what the thing about that is? That never left me. I don't believe a man is going to leave this world and say, God never gave me an opportunity. I just don't believe that. I hear those great people say, well, what about those people out there in the jungles of Africa? They don't never going to hear it. You know what? I believe the gospel can get to them. The gospel is not just at Mountain View and at Harmony Grove. The gospel goes out to all men. That's what I like about him today. It's not to the Jews, to the Greeks, to the Philistines, but it's to all men. You know, he said at one time, he said that he winked at their ignorance over there because they knew not what they was doing. But it's not like that today. You're either in or you're out. I preached a message not too long ago about Noah. He was either in the ark or he was out of the ark. And they talk about that gray area that people was living in. Well, there wasn't no gray area in that day. 8 souls. 8 souls. So if you're waiting for 50 million people to get ready to go, I believe you're going to be sadly mistaken. Because he's coming to get those that are born again. He's not coming to get those that's names written on the roll book. But it's that that's been born again. I like old Paul. I guess he's one of my favorites to read about. Brother Jeff, I believe he preached to the king like he preached to the man sitting on the side of the road. We can't take favor today. Boy, I wish I could tell you something good. I really do. I wish we could come, Brother Jeff, I wish we could tell people, oh, how great this is. How great that is. But I want to tell you this morning, on the authority of God's Word, God is good today. How good is He? We heard it in Sunday school. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth shall be saved. God don't work in maybes or could be. Shall be saved. And I'm glad that I don't have to go and every morning and get something. I'm glad I got it all. I didn't understand what I had at first, but I got what I needed. And don't let no man tell you any different today. Because I know what Jeff was talking about, Satan. Since I started, when I started pastoring that church, boy, he got on me. I never had him on me like that before, Jeff. He got me to the place where I didn't even know if I was saved or not. I'm going to tell you, that's how he works with you today. But greater is this in he that's in me that's in the world. Remember that this morning. Don't leave today lost. I tell you this, and I sat down. But just this year, on June the 5th, I didn't have no intentions of that could have been my last day here on earth. I took my son to work that day. And I didn't live but about 2 miles away from that. Our blood sugar dropped down and we passed out and had a car wreck. That's how real it is today. I'm not telling you that this morning to get no sympathy from you today, but I'm telling you how real it is. I know of people today that hadn't even left the church house and died. You say, well, that's all y'all talk about is death. I'm telling you, it's real. And if you die without Him, you're not going to make it. But I could about walk to my house from where I had that wreck. We don't never know. I've told them down there at the church a lot. We don't know from minute to minute that life is uncertain today, but death is sure. Don't almost. Almost ain't good enough. Almost is still lost. But I believe old King Agrippa, I don't know. I never read no more about him. But Brother Bruce, if he had never got a relationship with the Lord, he's in hell today. Do you think the rich man's in hell? I do. It's not just a parable. That's what the Pharisees and all of them would say. That's just parables that he talks about. I believe the rich man today has lifted up his eyes in hell and in torment. I hear people, Bruce, at work all the time say, this is just like living in hell. Boy, they don't know what that is. I've never had a bad day like that. And I've had some horrible days in my life. But to think about being tormented day and night and no relief. And so while there's hope, we need to do something about it. It's been wonderful to be here. I'm glad I got to come and sit at the King's table today. Even though I may be lame, I may be blind, I can still sit at the King's table with my head held high, saying thank you. Well, whose King's table are you sitting at? The King of all kings. not no King Charles or whoever he is. I won't never get to meet him, but I'm glad I got to meet the King. There's a bunch of kings. There's only one true and living King. Good to be here this morning.